a capsized wooden rowboat, a rescue by a tall ship. Sounds like the stuff of 18th century maritime legend, but it happened just this week. Two young women had rowed 1,400 miles in the Woodvale Atlantic Race when their boat was flipped. They clung to the hull of the boat for more than 16 hours. Sarah Kessens and Emily Cole were in the cabin of their 24-foot-long rowboat when they were hit by a large rogue wave in rough weather. Sarah Kessens told us she set off an emergency beacon as the water level reached their heads. Then she was able to swim out.
Well, I went out first, and I was able to just basically swim freely from the cabin to the outside of the boat where I clung on to the grab lines that are connected to both sides of the hull, and they're basically there for emergencies. And hung tight, as tightly as I could, and waited for Emily to come outside of the cabin. Unbeknownst to me, she'd actually gotten tangled up in our emergency grab line. I was pretty scared, standing outside the boat. I wasn't sure what was going on with her, but eventually she got herself free and was able to get herself onto the top of the boat.
Well, tell me about the more than 16 hours that you two women spent on top of that boat.
The first couple minutes we spent, I was underneath the boat. I went back underneath the boat and untangled our life jackets and put one on and then threw one up to Emily. And then Emily was able to take the grab line and put that over the boat and have something to cling on to, because once I got everything out from underneath the boat, we clipped ourselves together and Emily held onto the grab line. And the first hour or so, we were just happy to be together and happy to be alive. It was a long 16 hours, but we kept each other up, telling each other stories, telling each other jokes, singing, anything to keep each other's morale high.
You, at this point, I guess, wouldn't have known whether anybody would have seen your signal or whether any help was on the way.
No, we had no clue. That was one of the biggest points of uncertainty. Our satellite phone went out as soon as we hit the water. Our VHS went out, so the ether was our only chance of hope. And it was flashing, but we weren't sure if anybody had picked up the signal or not. And since we hadn't seen a boat in over 2 weeks, we really didn't know if there was any help in the area.
EPIRB is the rescue beacon?
Yes.
Well, when did you realize that someone did know where you were and that you were going to be rescued?
About 14 hours after we had set off EPIRB after our capsize, we were looking around and saw a light on the horizon. And our morale just shot up sky high, and we're real happy. We're like, great, there's somebody coming after us. But sitting up was pretty cold, and so after about 15 minutes, we realized the boat was getting closer, so we laid back down just to try to get warmer again. About 15 minutes after that, Emily got up to see where the boat was, and we couldn't see the light, which was very demoralizing. About half an hour to an hour after that, though, we saw a light in the sky, and we hadn't seen a plane for 46 days, so it was kind of, we got hopeful with that, and the plane actually started circling. But after a few circles, it passed right over the top of us and dropped an orange flare. And after it dropped the flare, the boat started to come closer again. And that's when we knew that we were definitely going to be rescued.
And it sounds like that boat was quite a sight coming towards you.
It was absolutely amazing, yeah. As it was dawning and getting lighter and the boat got closer, we weren't exactly sure what kind of boat it was. And we figured it might be a Coast Guard plane, so we were figuring maybe it was a Coast Guard cutter or a carrier or something. And all I could see was two huge masts, lots of rigging, unlike any boat we'd really ever seen before. And, our minds conjured images of pirate ships or, different boats like that, and we just had no clue what kind of rescue we were in for.
And you're still on that boat now, I take it?
That's correct, yep.
Well, despite everything that's happened to you, would you do this race again?
Yes. Actually, that's one of the biggest things. Both Emily and I are very determined people, and we don't want to start something that we're not going to finish. So the next race is in 2 years. We're looking to definitely represent the country and go out there and break some records again.
Well, Sarah Kessens, glad that you're safe. Best of luck to your partner, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
22-year-old Sarah Kessens talking with us from the tall ship Stavros S. Niarchos, headed toward the Windward Islands in the Caribbean.